Easter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, Easter begins at a grave, an empty tomb, but doesn't end there. In fact, faithful Christians gather every day, year-round, in the sacred grounds of cemeteries, where you know I work, where loved ones have been laid to rest, awaiting the glorious resurrection promised to us by our Lord Jesus Christ because of today. Our Easter Sunday is given meaning, and our hearts are filled with joy to celebrate not only the resurrection of Jesus, but also the promise of eternal life for all who have faith in him. Jesus' tomb is empty, and someday, so too will ours be. Cemeteries are places where death seems to reign, but it does not. Because of Christ's victorious resurrection, death no longer has power over us. Nevertheless, cemeteries, some we pass by every day, remind us of the reality that death is a part of life. It is a truth we can neither deny nor ignore. But today, we are assured that death is not the end. It's a new beginning, a change to eternal life in Christ. And it's the heart of the Easter message, the hope of resurrection, of life after death, and the triumph of Christ over sin and the grave. Now, chapter 16 of Mark's Gospel tells of the two Marys' encounter with an angel in the empty tomb, announcing Jesus' resurrection. John's Gospel, however, presents Mary Magdalene discovering the empty tomb and at first being filled with grief and confusion, not finding the body of the Lord present. But when she sees the risen Christ, all is made clear. What seemed like the end was only the beginning. Jesus was no longer in the tomb because he had risen. He had conquered death. Now this is the message we hold dear whenever we visit the place where our loved ones rest in peace. I mean, we mourn their loss, yes. But as Catholics, we do not grieve as those without hope. We know that death is not the end. We know that our loved ones are in the hands of God awaiting the final resurrection when Christ will return in glory and bring the faithful to his eternal kingdom. And listen to the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians a few chapters after today's epistle, where he writes, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. This is the great hope upon which we hold today. Christ's resurrection is the first fruit, the guarantee that all who have fallen asleep in him will one day rise again. Our loved ones, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, our grandmothers, grandfathers, they're not lost, but they're merely waiting for the glorious day of resurrection. We gather in this holy mass to proclaim the glory of the resurrection and to offer prayers for the souls who have gone before us, that they may rest in peace, and that we may pray for ourselves too, that we may remain steadfast in the faith, living each day in true charity and the hope of eternal life." So we celebrate Easter, not just today, but for a season. We renew our faith in the resurrection. We look forward to that day when Christ will return and all of us, both living and dead, will be united body and soul in his eternal presence. We must prepare for it, yes, but never fear death, for it has been conquered. Let us rejoice. By virtue of our baptism in Christ Jesus, we have already passed from death to life. Therefore, do not fear the grave, because just as for our Lord, is not the end, but a new beginning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.